I'm John Kroll. Thank you for joining us today for another illuminating conversation with No Limits. This show, as you know, is for people who care about ideas, events, trends, and people. It cannot work without your participation. That's why we invite you to join the discussion. Please call 866-476-3881. Reach out to us by email at nolimits@wfyi.org. Find us on Facebook at No Limits WFYI, or track us down on Twitter at WFYI. Now, this news. Welcome to No Limits. I am John Kroll, director of Franklin College's Pulliam School of Journalism, publisher of thestatehousefile.com, and your host. We are winding down the run of No Limits here, and we're going to do that today by taking a look ahead. My guest is Matt Pelzer, whose new show is going to be occupying this time slot starting next Tuesday. We're going to find out what the new show is about. We're also going to find out a little bit more about Matt. Because you guys are all going to be spending a lot of time with him in the future, and it's good for you to know each other. If you want to join the conversation, call us at 866-476-3881. Email nolimits@wfyi.org. Find us on Facebook at nolimitswfyi, or track us down on Twitter at wfyi. So, Matt, welcome to the program. That sounds kind of odd because you're really a fixture here at FYI.
Well, I appreciate that sentiment. The fact that I'm a fixture, I appreciate being on, and I've been a fan of No Limits, you know, since the beginning, almost 9 years ago now.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we start first by talking about the new show,
sure,
and what your vision is, and then we'll. We'll talk a little bit about you and figure out, what it is that brought you to this point. So talk to me about the show.
So what we're planning for the show is it's going to be a lot like No Limits, honestly. It's going to be a talk show. We're going to start 2 days a week, and it'll be a show where we talk about Indiana. It's called All In, and so we're going to be talking about things that are happening in Indiana or things that are happening nationally where Indiana might have a comment on it or where people in Indiana might have a unique perspective on whatever issue it is. And we can talk politics. We can talk hard news. We can talk about a lot of things. There's a lot that people in Indiana care about.
In what ways will it you say it's going to be an awful lot like No Limits. In what ways will it be different? Will it be a departure?
Well, we're kind of taking a page from one of our new favorite shows here, and that's 1A. And that 1A doesn't really take a lot of live calls. You know, when you take live calls, there are a lot of things that can happen, a lot of good things, a lot of good perspectives, and it's nice to hear people's voices. And we'll still hear people's voices. We're just going to go about it a different way. 1A uses the Vox Pop app, which we're going to have ready hopefully in a few weeks. And that allows people to record a radio quality audio file on their phone. Our phones are amazing. They sound great. Mm-hmm. And so we'd rather air that than a scratchy phone call. We can also air voicemails. I think we're getting that set up. And we're going to be doing a lot of social media engagement as well, which, you know, No Limits already does. So in that way, it'll be a little different in that we won't take live phone calls. There may be some exceptions. We may have some guests over the phone. And if someone has a particularly poignant perspective on things, then we'll surely take their live call. But as a practice, we won't regularly be taking live calls.
So why don't we talk about some of the shows that you really want to do that are you know, burning things you really want to explore and dive into for an hour.
The good thing for the listeners is that I am not completely in charge, because if I were, we'd be doing a lot of fun shows, because I'm a lifelong Hoosier. I love everything Indiana, but I really love the particularly interesting natural history of Indiana. Mm-hmm. So if it's up to me, and it will be to some degree, because mm-hmm. I'll also have a producer credit, and so I'll be able to put some of these shows together. But if it were up to me, we'd be talking about rare plants in Indiana mm-hmm. or fun things like that. I also am a cave explorer as a hobby, and so I'd love to do a show about that. But you know, mostly I think we'll be touching on hard news and politics and things like that, which I also can get into. But if it were completely up to me, we'd do a lot of fun shows, and we surely will.
Well, and you're going to have 250 of them a year once this thing goes 5 days a week. And so you're going to have a lot of room to fill it with the fun stuff.
Yeah.
Fun stuff, too. So what's the first show?
The first show. I'm so excited. It's a week from today. We're going to be talking with the editor-in-chief of Indianapolis Monthly, Mike Rubino, mm-hmm. and the deputy editor, Dan Comiskey, and one of their writers, Adam Wren, on their July issue, which is all about the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing. But it's mostly about Indiana's connection to space exploration. And that's going to be a really fun show for me. We're kind of kicking things off with a fun show that's right up my alley. I'm a big astronomy and space nerd. And so I can't wait to talk to those guys about their July issue and what they put together celebrating Indiana's role in space exploration. Some really, really fascinating stuff. And if you've seen that anywhere, I encourage you to pick it up.
We are talking with Matt Pelzer, who is the host of the new WFYI IPBS show All In, which is going to premiere next Tuesday in this time slot, talking about the things that he's looking forward to doing. We're going to get to know him a little bit better. But if you want to join the conversation, you can send us an email at nolimits@WFYI.org. Find us on Facebook at NoLimitsWFYI. Track us down on Twitter at WFYI. Or you can do what Phil has done and give us a call at 866-476-3881. Phil, you're on the air.
Hi there, John. How you doing?
Doing well. What's on your mind?
Well, three things. One, it cuts me to the quick that No Limits is ending, because you have done a wonderful job, and I look forward to this show every Tuesday and Thursday. I met you once at a party. You're a marvelous human being, and I appreciate the effort that you put into it.
There are many opinions about that one, Phil, but thank you very much for the kind words.
Yeah,
you'll get disagreement on that one.
Yeah, and I just wanted to welcome Matt to the community, and hope that everything goes well.
Okay, well, thank you very much for calling, for the call and sharing that, Phil.
Quite all right.
Take care. Thanks.
And I would have to agree with Phil on all points, especially when it comes to you, John. You've put together a great show here, and I've, like I said, been a fan since the inception. And Phil will not be disappointed, at least if we have anything to say about it. We're going to do a show that's going to be just as good as No Limits. At least that's the plan.
Well, you know, and some of it is that it and I mean this, I said this last week when we did the show with Eric Bradner, and I want to say it to the audience again. You're a thoroughly good guy. You're a great choice for the host of the kind of program you're talking about. You're thoughtful. You're decent. You respect all people, regardless of whether they agree with you or not. And, you know, I think those are some of the qualities that people liked in No Limits. So on that part, I want to assure the No Limits audience that they're not going to be disappointed in that regard at all. Because if you're looking for a place where people can still get together and have civil and decent and respectful conversations with each other about things that matter or just about things that are fun, but also sometimes when there are things that are painful to talk about, you'll be able to negotiate those conversations. And I don't think anyone will feel like they have been left out of the conversation as long as you are doing this. So I want to communicate that to everyone who is listening.
Well, I'm as red as the on-air light right now. I appreciate those kind words. I've looked up to everyone I've ever heard on WFYI, and I was a fan before I was an employee, and I worked at other radio stations around town, and WFYI was always number one on the preset list on the car. And I'm so excited to be starting something like this here. It's it really is truly a dream come true, and it'll be a great journey for sure.
Was this something? I mean, doing a talk show, was it something that that you had always wanted to do?
Since the beginning, yeah.
Since the beginning?
Since the beginning.
Okay, because it was not a life career aspiration for me. I'm kind of curious. What was it about this that appealed to you?
I've always been a radio nerd. I'm celebrating, actually this month, my 20th year in radio. I've always thought that doing a radio talk show would be fun. I mean, I used to be a fan of political talk shows. Nowadays, you know, it's a little rough to listen to some of those, and I think that the partisanship and the division politically in the country is a problem, and so I don't think we need another pundit show, although we will have a few of those on All In for sure. But we'll do it, like you said, in a very respectful way, in the way that you would expect us to do it here at WFYI. We'll certainly provide a platform for those opinions, and some of them strong, but I really, really hope that whoever we have on does it in a way that brings people to their side rather than simply shouting from the rooftop your point, you know.
What was it about radio that you say you've been a radio nerd, that this was something, what was it that drew you to radio as a medium?
First of all, you don't have to look good. You don't have to do makeup, and
do the joke about it. You got a face made for radio, in which case you do not. But that's a whole other story.
I appreciate that, but no, you know, it's to me, it's such a personal medium. You know, all you're hearing is someone's voice. All you're experiencing is the person's voice, and you can get a lot from the voice. Aside from the words, you can get the inflection. You can get this tone. You can really kind of, someone can be saying one thing, but you'll hear something else. And that's what I love about it is, it's, I think in a lot of ways, it's one of the most honest mediums out there. You know, you can read someone's writing, on a page, and you can get a sense of that, but that's thought out. And, you know, as you know, as a writer, you can sit and really, you can sit with that for a while, but with radio, it's more in the moment. And, that's, I think, why I love it. I'm also a voracious podcast consumer as well. And I think the podcast world has really exploded in a great way.
Which ones do you listen to?
Podcasts?
Yeah.
I catch up on a lot of the NPR shows that we have here via podcast, This American Life, 1A, Fresh Air, of course. But aside from that, you know, I'm actually a big fan of Mark Maron's podcast as well. I listen to that quite often. You know, I do a lot of lawn mowing at home. And so I catch up on that, catch up on No Limits via podcast as well. And gosh, I mean, if I went down the list, it would just take all day. There are a number of great outdoor podcasts that I enjoy. One of them's called Out There. Another one's called Human Nature. Those are put on by public radio groups out in Wyoming, actually.
What is it about you think makes for a good radio talk show?
Getting the right people, of course. Getting the right perspectives, and getting people who can speak well to their perspectives. You know, it's one thing to interview someone for a print piece where you can kind of tell the story better than they do. With radio, you've really got to get someone who can tell the story well in the moment. I don't even know if I'm one of those people, but it's finding those people who can come on to the show, and for me to facilitate that. That, I think, is the most important thing.
Is that one of the things that makes you a little nervous about the show?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, certainly. Well, it's finding the right people, and there are going to be misses. You know, there are going to be people, as you know, who aren't terrific on the radio, you know, and who don't have experience doing it. But it's bringing those people around. You know, when you get the show booked up, you've got to do what you can to bring those people around. And you know what? Some of the most honest moments also, as you know, come from people who have not done radio before. And so it's coaxing that out that I think is going to be the biggest challenge, but the most fun challenge.
So, and is that the piece that you're also the most excited about?
Oh, certainly. This? Yeah, that's extremely exciting. It's talking to real people about real issues, and Yeah, certainly that's the part I'm most excited about. These guests that we're planning for the first few shows, I think, are going to be great. And you know what? I think that utilizing the big team of excellent journalists in the Indiana Public Broadcasting Network, I think, will also be good because they have radio experience and they do all of this research to put their pieces together. And I'm excited to talk to them. There are so many things that are current right now that they will be able to speak really well to.
If you are just joining us, we are talking with Matt Pelzer, who is going to be the host of a new show from WFYI and Indiana Public Broadcasting stations that will premiere next Tuesday in this time slot. It's called All In. If you want to join the conversation, please give us a buzz at 866-476-3881. You can send us an email at nolimits@wfyi.org. Find us on Facebook at nolimitswfyi or track us down on Twitter at WFYI. I'm John Kroll. You're listening to No Limits. Please stay with us. Welcome back to No Limits. I am John Kroll, director of Franklin College's Pulliam School of Journalism, publisher of the StatehouseFile.com, and your host. We are talking today with Matt Pelzer, whose new show, All In, will premiere in this time slot next Tuesday. We're talking with Matt about what the show is, and we're going to find out a little bit more about him, where he comes from, and all of that sort of stuff. If you want to join the conversation, you can send us an email at nolimits@wfyi.org, find us on Facebook at nolimitswfyi, track us down on Twitter at WFYI, or do what a listener named Travis has done and give us a call at 866-476-3881. Travis, you're on the air.
Hey, John, just wanted to tell you thank you real quick. I've listened to your show for years now. I actually went to Franklin, graduated in 2010. And while I never had you in class, I did see you around campus, and I just wanted to thank you for all your hard work that you've put in there and on the air.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I appreciate that, Travis, and I appreciate not just you, but all of the people who have listened so faithfully to this program through the years. So thank you both for calling in and for sharing a slice of your life with us. I'm really grateful for that.
I am curious. Are you sticking around in Franklin, or are you?
Oh yeah, no.
Things
in plans? We did a show last week with Eric Bradner, who's he graduated the year before
was,
you. Yeah, graduated.
Pretty good friends with him.
Yeah, and we flipped the script, and Eric said the challenge getting ready for this was that he wanted to make it sound like I wasn't dying. So no, I'm not dying. I'm not going away. I'll still be around. I'll still be active and all of that sort of stuff. But thank you very much for the call and for sharing the time with us, Travis.
Absolutely.
Take care.
Thank you.
Sure thing.
Bye bye.
Yeah, well, that's part of it too. You know, and I guess since we're winding down, I can break format a little bit.
Sure.
And just talk about
loosen up.
we'll go a certain way down that road, but not all. But part of one of the things that was part of my experience with this was understanding the relationship with the audience and what a profound gift it is that people do set aside time.
Yeah.
For these conversations. I mean, in this world today, there's so many different things pulling at us. Pulling at everyone, you know, distracting all of that. And among other things, this has been a show, and it sounds like your show is going to be the same, that requires attention.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not just going to be about people screaming at each other and the loudest decibel level wins. It's going to be about, you know, who makes the most sense.
Yeah. I think that's so important these days because I think that, a lot of media, it doesn't see people as smart as they are, and I think that public radio is the exception to that. I mean, you've said, and I love how you say this, that this audience is the smartest audience in radio, and you're right. The argument that makes the most sense is the one that's going to win, and it's getting people who can present those arguments in ways that'll pull people around, and that's what we're going to work hard to do.
So, talk to me a little bit. You say you're a lifelong Hoosier. Where do you come from?
Southeastern Indiana.
Southeastern.
Yeah, I grew up in Sunman, Indiana.
Okay.
The way I kind of explain it to people if they haven't heard of Sunman, it's kind of in the middle of if Lawrenceburg, Batesville, and Brookville made a triangle, it's kind of right in the middle.
Okay.
And so I hung around in all those areas. My parents are from Brookville, and I always love seeing the hills of Southeastern Indiana when I go back home.
And you went to high school down there. Where'd you end up going to college?
High school at East Central High School. If you take 74 towards Cincinnati, you can see it from the interstate.
Yeah.
Went to college at Ball State.
Okay.
Fabulous telecommunications program there, and double majored in TCOM and sociology.
And what it sounds like, radio and the idea of being in broadcasting appealed to you from an early age. Do you remember how young you were when you thought, oh, wow, that's something I'd like to do?
I used to play with tape recorders at home. I would record myself telling jokes and record myself interviewing my babysitter. And I just had a lot of fun with it from an early age. And then a family friend of ours was a seller at a small local radio station in Batesville, Indiana,
okay.
WRBI, which is still around. That was my first job, but I got a job shadow there with the program director and morning show host. And so that was what kind of set it in motion. And then they sent me out to do stringer reports for basketball games. We were in the sectional season in the spring. And so I would just kind of report on what happened at the game, and did the same thing for football season for a couple of years in a row. Even though I'm not the biggest sports fan, I could feign it for the radio. And so that's kind of how it started.
And, you know, when you went to Ball State, you've talked about radio as kind of the most personal medium. Were you decided when you went to college that it was a career in radio you wanted, or were you thinking about television?
I was willing to. Well, I don't know that I was really thinking much about television. I took some video editing classes and things like that, and video production classes, which I was okay at, but I always just kind of had my eye on the radio prize. But I was willing to do other things, too. You know, I made sure my education was well-rounded enough because, you know, I saw the writing on the wall even, you know, 15 years ago that radio was sort of, at the time, it seemed like it was declining. But now, with the surge of podcasts and things like that, the medium, the audio medium is very strong. And especially, I think, public radio. There are still plenty of people listening to public radio for the kind of content that we hope to provide soon.
If you are just joining us, we are talking with Matt Pelzer about where he plans to take the new show All In, which will be occupying this time slot starting next Tuesday. If you want to join the conversation, you can do what a listener in Cameron has done and give us a call at 866-476-3881. Cameron, you're on the air.
Hi there. How's it going?
Going well. What's on your mind?
Well, first off, I love hearing both of your voices. I love hearing Matt Pelzer's voice in between All Things Considered. I had a question for some of the content in the new show. I wanted to know if you guys had intentions on doing a show on the local music scene in Indiana. I never feel like I hear a whole lot of people talking about the music scene. I'm a musician, but I haven't played shows in a while. But I really just want to hear if the scene's thriving or not, and who's out here making plays and who's playing shows.
Okay. Well, thanks very much for the call. And I can say we've done a few shows on that, and I would recommend to Matt that he do it because we always get a lot of calls when that happens. So thanks very
thanks
much.
Thanks for having me on.
Certainly. Thank you.
Thank you, Cameron. Yeah, I certainly have that on my list of fun topics. And we have a great arts and culture reporter here in Jill Dittmeyer, and I see her as someone who could come on and speak to a lot of that. We're going to have her on. Like I said, we're going to utilize all of our reporters, local and statewide, and she would be a great guest for that. And, you know, we love taking suggestions from listeners on who to talk to about certain things. And like you said, that is a very I don't know if I'd say hot button, but it would be it's popular. There are a lot of people involved in music in Indiana, and so a lot of people have a lot to say where that's concerned. So, yeah, I would love to do a show about music in Indiana.
Well, and we would be remiss if we didn't point out, obviously, that we are the home of Small Studio.
Exactly.
And, you know, that there's this tremendous commitment on the part of WFYI to explore the music scene here and to present music that you might not hear in a lot of other places. So talk to me a little bit about what some of your dream shows are.
Oh,
obviously the moon one was a big one.
The moon one was a great one. And that I'm really, really looking forward to. Yeah. And that I think is a terrific example because Indiana does have such a big connection to the space industry. Really, you've got amazing companies like TechShot down in Greenville, Indiana, who are doing great things, and we'll talk to somebody from TechShot next week. And Purdue University is the cradle of astronauts. But other shows, oh man, like I said, I'm a cave explorer, and there are 3,000 caves in Indiana. I'd love to do at least one show on that if they'll let me. I know it's awfully specific, but I think it's a fun topic, even for people who aren't really familiar. I also have a big interest in the natural history of Indiana. And so I would like to do a show on, animals that are specific to Indiana. I also am a big hiker, and so I'd like to talk to some Hoosier National Forest people. But those are all fun topics, right? In a dream scenario, depending on what your political, regardless, I guess I should say, of your political leanings, I would love to talk with Mike Pence, you know, should he come back home and be available? There are some questions that a lot of people have for him that I would love to put toward him on a show. I'd also love to talk to the current governor, Eric Holcomb, or whoever may succeed him if next year's election doesn't work out for him. I want to talk to all of these heavy hitters about anything and everything.
You say you'd love to talk with Mike Pence. What are some of the questions you would present to him?
What I really want to find out from Mike Pence, because I think that he tries his best to sort of bowl over the LGBTQ issue. You know, he's never outwardly spoken against that community. He has, though, in his actions, it seems, you know. And I kind of want, as unsuccessful as we may end up being if we get him on, because he's very good at sort of dodging those questions, but he does seem sort of at his core to be someone's definition of a good person, you know. And I really do think that he could clean some of that reputation up if he says the right things. I think that you can believe what you believe. I don't believe in enacting policy that marginalizes people. And I think perhaps at his core, maybe he doesn't either, but I think it's a byproduct of some of the things that he has pushed forward. And I just want to get his honest opinion on some of that. You know what I mean? I don't want to play gotcha with him, but I do want, because it's not that kind of show, and neither is this show, No Limits, but I do want some honest moments with him if I do get a chance to speak with him. I've got LGBTQ people in my very close family. And so some of the things that he has, you just look at RFRA a few years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, those were divisive issues. And I'd like some honest talk about that, I think.
If you are just joining us, we are talking with Matt Pelzer, who is going to be hosting a new show that will premiere next Tuesday in this time slot. It's called All In. If you want to join the conversation, please send us an email at nolimits@wfyi.org. Find us on Facebook at nolimitswfyi. Track us down on Twitter at WFYI. Or do what David has done and call us at 866-476-3881. David, you're on the air.
Hello, John.
Hello.
First, I would like to congratulate you for your program. I've listened to it often, and the focus of it has been great, and continued good luck as you proceed with your life at Franklin College, of course.
Well, thank you very much.
Matt, further, I'd like to ask you, kind of echoing the last caller about the arts. I like the program in the arts, specifically jazz and classical music, with some theater also. John, have you ever had David Ali on your program? I can't remember if I've heard him or not, with the Jazz Kitchen.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I would love to have shows like that. I would love to put on things like that. A lot of arts and culture, I think, will be part of the new show. I'm really looking forward to talking to all these good folks around town and around the state. So I do think that we're going to have a lot of shows like that. We're going to have 5 shows a week eventually.
Yeah,
so there's going to be a lot of time to fill.
One of the, you know, I think one of the most heavily listened to shows we did was on sort of the jazz history of Indianapolis. I think that ran last November.
Was that with Kyle Long?
Yes.
Yeah, that
yes.
was, that, it's yeah, such a rich history,
and,
too.
And, you know, the problem is we spent a full hour and you could tell we just were getting started. So it's good that you're going to have more time to deal with it. Thanks very much for the call and the question, David.
Thank you.
Take care.
Yeah, I think that would be those would be terrific things to talk about. And let me just say something about Kyle. He is just such a wealth of knowledge. We actually aired a program last night on with Kyle. He made his way down to Bloomington on one of WFIU's shows, and we aired that last night at 9 o'clock. And he is just a wealth of knowledge. We'll have him on plenty of times, and I would love to cover all of those things on All In.
Well, yeah, and it's going to be, there are parts of this state's history, too. You've talked about the natural history. We've gotten a couple of calls about the music scene, about the arts. You know, a show that I really would have loved to have explored, and I will offer the, is, you know, is really the history of the state during the Civil War.
Yeah.
And discussing that, I mean, basically, my understanding is that the governor at the time, Morton, pretty much sent the legislature home and ruled the state by himself for more than 2 years because he was afraid that they'd either cut off funding to the troops. You know, Indiana was a very divided state at that time. And, you know, that's a part of our history that we very rarely explore. So anyhow, but I want to get back to some of the other dream shows that you want to do.
I'm glad that you brought that one up because history is another big one that I want to pursue. There are a lot of people in Indiana who have written a number of history books. You know, you go to the local interest section of any bookstore, and that's where I like to hang out. And I think of the person who wrote the Major Taylor book recently, who was on Fresh Air.
Mm-hmm.
Love to talk with anyone who's doing that kind of work. Other dream shows, Madame Walker. I'd love to talk about the history of Madame Walker. That is such a big, big historical moment for a lot of people. And it's so surprising because there are a lot of people who don't really know her history. I'd love to talk about her. I'd love to talk about Major Taylor. I'd love to talk about, I'm looking forward to next May. We could do some shows maybe out at the track. Who knows about the history of the track? What a rich history that is, and the history of Allison Engine Company out there and things like that.
What are shows you don't want to do?
Oh, you know, there aren't many shows that I wouldn't want to do. I don't want to have a show, although the audience engagement, I'm sure, would be huge. I don't want a show where anyone ends up screaming at each other. Mm-hmm. Sure, things can get spirited. That's fine. But what good is it when you have a shouting match? I mean, if anything, it's just spectacle. You know, you're chomping on popcorn watching it all happen. But that's not really what we're here to do, is it? We're here to present well-thought-out arguments and not just, I'm right, you're wrong. No, I'm right, you're wrong. That can be fun for a moment, but what does it accomplish? It's catharsis, if anything. And that's not really what we want to do around here. So I think that that's the kind of stuff we don't want to do.
We are talking with Matt Pelzer. Starting next Tuesday, he will be the host of a new show called All In that will occupy this time slot. It's the beginning. Tuesday's show is the beginning of what is a soft launch. For a few months, it's going to air Tuesday and Thursdays on this time slot. And then starting September 30th, I believe, it goes statewide 5 days a week. If you want to join the conversation, please give us a buzz at 866-476-3881. Email us at nolimits@wfyi.org. Find us on Facebook at nolimitswfyi or track us down on Twitter at WFYI. I'm John Kroll. You're listening to No Limits. Please, stay with us. Welcome back to No Limits. I am John Kroll, director of Franklin College's Pulliam School of Journalism, publisher of the StateHouseFile.com, and your host. We are talking today with Matt Pelzer, whose new show, All In, will premiere in this time slot on this station starting next Tuesday. If you want to join the conversation, you can send us an email at nolimits@wfyi.org, find us on Facebook at nolimitswfyi, track us down on Twitter at WFYI, or do what Thomas has done and give us a call at 866-476-3881. Thomas, you're on the air.
Hi, John. Hi. I just want to thank you so much for hosting an incredibly relevant and important local show. I've listened to public radio for years, and yours has been the most relevant local program I've seen produce, and I'm going to miss it terribly. I'm going to miss the disappearance of a call-in talk show as well. And I hope, Matt, that you open it up for call-ins occasionally. It's kind of like I missed, the transition from Diane Reams to A1 and or 1A, and so I think as awkward and unpredictable as call-in participants can be, I think it adds a lot of humanity to a show. So I hope that can be a part of your show. Also, I wanted to ask you, Matt, why did you name it All In?
Thanks very much for the call and the questions, Thomas. And I want to say it has been my genuine pleasure to talk with you through these years, and I really appreciate the time and attention you have given the show. Thanks very much for the call.
Thank you.
And all of the attention. So the questions, Matt. First, the calls, and then the title of the show.
Sure. Thank you, Thomas. I think that occasionally some live callers will be very appropriate. I wouldn't say that we're going to completely avoid it. I love hearing real voices like yours, Thomas, and all the other folks who have called in. I think that it's just going to be less a part of All In by comparison to No Limits, but I do think that we may still have some live call. As far as the name of the show, just a good name. We just enjoyed it. We went through several. It was a long process to pick the name, and that's what we arrived at, and we love it. And it really is going to be all in, all Indiana. We're going to find the statewide or local perspective on national issues, and we're going to talk about local issues that ripple, nationwide. And so it's all good. It's all in, all Indiana.
We've got an email from our regular listener, Ben. And again, our email address is nolimits@wfyi.org. Ben writes, first, Mr. Kroll, Ben, you've been listening to this show long enough to know I'm John. And he says, thank you for your years on the air with No Limits. It is difficult for me to get through the workday without listening to WFYI. And I look forward to Tuesdays and Thursdays when your show is on the air, not just because of what you cover, but also because you take very few breaks and cram in as much time as you can for your guests. My main question for you is, what's next? Well, I'm going to continue working on documentaries. Franklin College and WFYI have a partnership that's going to continue. We've done three documentaries already. We've got two more in the works, and I'm sure Clayton Taylor over on the TV side has some ideas for me after that. So, yeah, I'm not going to disappear, and I'll continue writing columns for the State House File and staying busy. Then Ben also has a question for, he calls you Mr. Pelzer. I'm presuming you want him to call you Matt.
Yeah,
well.
Not even my dad is Mr. Pelzer.
Congratulations on your new show. I do look forward to tuning in. Although I have to ask, if you're going to be on 5 days a week starting September 30, does that mean WFYI is going to stop broadcasting On the Media, TED Talks, and Freakonomics?
I wouldn't say that they're going away. Program director Roxana Caldwell does a great job of shuffling things around when we need to, and those are great shows, and I would hate to see them go away as well. So I'm sure we'll try to find a place for them somewhere. We've got a fantastic weekend lineup. We may throw some of them on the weekend. We may throw some, move some things around at night. Who knows? I would love to see those things stick around as well.
We are talking with Matt Pelzer today on No Limits. If you want to join the conversation, you can do what Dee has done and give us a call at 866-476-3881. Dee, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you, and good afternoon to you both, gentlemen. John, I echo just everyone's previous sentiment that you are going to be missed, and I also think that one issue near and dear to my heart has been your coverage of matters that affect folks with disabilities in our community. And I would hope that when the moment allows it, that that would be something that Matt would also consider. I like the Indiana all-in aspect. Don't forget the northwest corner of our state. That's where I was born and raised, and historically speaking, a very important part of our state's well-being. Thank you both, and 9 years is a pretty good run, I guess, but I echo Thomas's sentiment also about hearing from the people in the audience. And thank you for your answer on that, Matt. So good afternoon, gentlemen.
Thanks very much for the call.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So it's, I'll say this in response, because Dee started by talking with me. One of the things, and again, this is completely unsolicited advice for someone, to,
I'll take it. I'll take anything you got.
There's a responsibility.
There is.
That comes with this. And some of it, she alluded to, and that is that, there are conversations we have to have, and we have had over 9 years, and I know you're going to have in the years that you have ahead, that are not effortless, that in many ways are painful. But if those conversations don't occur in a forum like this, most commercial stations aren't going to touch those. So, where else would they be?
Yeah, and those conversations will certainly find their way into All In. I think that she raises some great points on that matter. And one thing that I've meant to say is that, and I don't want to speak for you, John, but you're not going away from this time slot.
No, okay.
You are on a list, as we've talked about the new show. You're on a list of frequent guests, providing commentary, especially on what's going on at the State House. And if you're available, we would love to have you on the show as often as possible.
Well, I would love to. I do it just because, and I want to reiterate what I said at the top of the show, because you're a good guy.
Well,
and, I think that a lot of what people appreciated in No Limits, you're going to continue. You're going to bring your own spin to it, but that's as it should be. I mean, the reality is that, no one in life should try to imitate other people other than, I suppose, impressionists. But that's a whole nother thing. But why be a second-rate version of someone else rather than a first-rate version of yourself? And, in that case, you know, and a large part, at least, of what I found with this show was figuring out ways that you could bring your own strengths or qualities. And the other part of it, folks, I hope I've masked them through the years, is figuring out ways to cover for your weaknesses on the air and all of that. So, yeah, I would be delighted to appear on the show anytime you ask.
Yeah, that'd be wonderful. I mean, as we talked about the show, and it's always good when you have to be on the air 5 days a week to have some shows that you can count on each week, say the way 1A does the news roundup on Fridays. You know, you bring in some reporters.
Diane Rehm did too, and all.
Yeah,
of
and
those.
She yeah. Exactly. It's that sort of formula. And so, if we could have you on, I don't want to break up your schedule or anything, but if we could have you on, say, once a week or once every couple of weeks, talking about what's going on at the State House or talking about things that you you know, can speak to, then. That, I think, would be terrific.
I guess the cliche here would be to say, have your people talk to my people and we'll work it out.
Yeah.
Other than I think your people are pretty much my people. So
yeah.
I think, yeah, we'll make that work somehow.
Yeah.
Whatever works for you. We're going to take another call from Mick. Mick, you're on the air.
Hey, John. Thanks so much for your years of service as a journalist. You have raised the discourse in Indiana, and I really appreciate it. I will miss your show.
Well, thank you.
And Matt, you mentioned earlier the possibility of having Mike Pence on the show. I've got a question I'd like you to ask him. Can I get that to you now?
Sure, why not?
My question for Mike Pence is this. How on earth is he able to square his claim to be a Christian with President Trump's blatantly anti-Christian behavior? Need I mention his treatment of immigrants, his bragging about sexual assault, and his constant lying to the American people? How can a self-professed Christian support somebody like that? That's what I'd like you to ask him.
Thanks very much for the call and the suggestion, Mick. I'm guessing Matt's going to be writing
that. Matt, will you do that for me if you get to interview Mike Pence?
Well, it'd be a tough question for him to field, for sure. I think that if we were to ask it, we might approach it a different way. But, I mean, look.
But what I don't understand is why aren't journalists asking these questions? Trump lies constantly. Why does nobody call him on it? Why does nobody simply ask, sir, why are you lying?
Well, I think a lot of people do. You see a lot of fact checking and you see a lot of that. And I think we all know how he would respond if we were to call him out on it.
Trump would just deny it and call it fake news. But how would Mike Pence, if you asked Mike Pence, sir, how can you work for a blatant liar? What do you think he would say?
I'll step in on that
one. Yeah.
I think part of the danger as journalists is presuming how someone else would respond.
Well,
thanks very much, Mick.
Right,
thanks very
thank
much
you.
For the call and for the suggestion. I guess I would also say in answer to that is part of the show we did last week with Eric Bradner, who covers national politics for CNN and all of that. You know, we are in a new era now where journalists are presented with incredible ethical challenges. I mean, we talked about, Eric and I talked about over this very same air last week, that there are discussions now about, you know, normally the journalistic convention is to say so-and-so said when you're quoting someone. But given the levels of misrepresentation in the discourse these days, and these aren't about questions of interpretation or anything like that, just questions of basic fact that can be easily verified. You know, is it okay to start saying so-and-so lied today?
Yeah.
You know,
I think that's a question that needs to be asked. Is it time?
And then, you know, if that's the case, though, and Mick, I realize we're really breaking format, but what the heck? The show's ending in a couple of days anyhow. So, you know, we're breaking with the format. Part of what the challenge here, Mick, is that also gets played into the game, too, because then you get the argument back from the president and to some degree the vice president even these days that, okay, what we're talking about here is fake news and journalists are the enemy of the people. And, you know, instead of allowing journalists to try to fulfill their traditional roles as honest brokers of information and discourse, they then try to redefine the relationship as adversarial.
Yeah.
And that creates some very difficult space for journalists to operate in. I understand your frustration. Believe me, it's frustration that's shared throughout the profession right now, because none of us quite know how to deal with this.
And there are strong feelings, as we just heard from Mick. There are strong feelings. And Mick, I guess I would say, if you asked, what would he say? I don't like to put words in people's mouth. I like to hear what they have to say. Would he dance around that question? I don't even know if he would answer that question. We would have to present it in a particularly respectful way, and I definitely don't want to. I don't want to put words in his mouth, but I do want to hear what he would say.
I might add also that there have been major magazine profiles, and I think the fourth biography of Mike Pence, which is unheard of for a vice president, to have that many biographies, about to come out in September, the fourth one by a guy named Tom LoBianco, who is an Associated Press reporter here. And not one of them got an interview with Mike Pence. Not one of them.
Yeah. Yeah. He seems to keep a lot pretty close. So I don't anticipate that we'll get to talk with him. But by gosh, if we did, I would that would be an hour I would look forward to, because I think that there are a lot of tough questions. But again, the importance of presenting them in a respectful way cannot be overstated, because we're not going to get him if he thinks he's going to come on here and be bullied. It's just not going to happen. And so I want to do the kind of show that makes someone like a Mike Pence think, okay, I could go and do that one. I'm sure I'll get asked some tough questions, but I could go and do that.
And I will say, he was actually a guest on this show when he was running for governor. I asked him some questions he didn't particularly care for. One of the things I heard is that we got a call right after he left the studio from a woman who said, well, you know, why didn't you call him a liar to his face? This was clearly wrong. And I thought, well, A, if you pick that up, we got the information you needed to make up your mind. It's less about that. So the show starts on Tuesday, right?
On Tuesday, yeah, week from today.
And tell people again what the first show is going to be all about.
First show, I'm so excited about this. We're going to talk about the history of space exploration and Indiana's role in space exploration. There are some incredible companies who are doing incredible work and have done incredible work. The oxygen and fuel tanks for the lunar landers were made in Indiana by Allison Engine Company, now absorbed by Rolls-Royce. We're going to talk with a representative from TechShot in Greenville, Indiana, and they're making this amazing technology, a bioprinter, which could print people a new heart a few years down the road. It's going up on a SpaceX cargo vehicle next week. We're going to be talking with some the editors from Indianapolis Monthly, who put together a series of pieces in the July issue marking the 50th anniversary. Cannot wait to talk to all of those people, and we'll have an astronaut on.
How cool. And I should say, that's going to be the last word for this show. Thursday will be the last episode of No Limits. The guests are going to be former producers, longtime board op, Joe Hatcher, and all of the folks who helped make this show. It's our chance to say thank you to the audience. I want to thank my guest, Matt Pelzer, and encourage everyone to listen to his show. I will be listening to it because he's a good guy. I'm John Kroll. You've been listening to No Limits. Thank you for joining us.
No Limits is a production of 90.1 WFYI Public Radio, Indianapolis. Producers, Sarah Neal Estes, Roxana Caldwell, and Jill Sheridan. Interactive Media Coordinator, Scott McAllister. Technical Producers, Cedric Freeman and Chris Flood. And Board Engineer, Joe Hatcher. Emily Matheny screens our calls. No Limits is made available through IPBS, Indiana's public broadcasting stations.